You're listening to Community Radio, CKMS Radio Waterloo, 102.7, 946 on the Rogers Digital Network.
Hello and welcome to CKMS Community Connections for the 4th of January 2021, the start of a new year, and good riddance to the old one. Today we've got an interview with Galax, Tarek and Galare. They'll be joining us in just a few minutes. In the meantime, this is Life from their new album.
I came across a delirious guy, he was feeling so high. I sat beside him and I asked him how he gets by with his life. He took a glance at my questioning eyes, he laughed out loud and I felt so shy. He said he doesn't have a job or a wife, no house to pay off and no kids to cry. And I shouted at him, don't you get tired jumping up and down? He said, I'm playing a cool playground. Hey, you, it's your office, this cool downtown. I shut myself up and I kept walking. I made a fool of myself, a ridiculous clown.
I want to get the pronunciation of your names right. Tarek and Galare?
Well, that's the actual pronunciation, but the Western world calls me Galera.
Galera. Yeah, but it would be Galera?
Galera.
Galera. Okay. And then the name of the group is Galax?
Yes.
Which I have been mispronouncing for the last few weeks on the air as Jalax.
Everybody does. Yeah, I guess. I tried to come up with a way to make it sound Galax, but I couldn't.
Yeah, it's difficult in English because the letter G, I mean, you have the one word garbage, for example, two G's in it and both pronounced differently, you know, in the same word.
Yeah.
So you've been in Toronto long?
In Toronto?
Hey, you're in Toronto now, aren't you?
Yeah. I've been here for almost like 20 years myself, but Galera is fairly new.
I've been here almost 7 years.
7 years. Okay. So yeah. Practically natives.
Yeah.
Yeah. And were you producing music back in Iran as well? You came from Iran, right?
I came from Iran.
Yes.
I wasn't producing music. I was working with producers. I was just a singer. Mm-hmm. But the problem was that female singers are not allowed to sing back home.
Really?
Yes. We're not allowed to sing or perform. Yeah, and there's like terrible consequences. You can go to jail for it. So I had to escape.
Yeah, really. But producing music, that's okay?
Producing music, being a musician, yes, that's okay. Mm-hmm. But female voices are not allowed.
Not at all.
By themselves.
Yeah.
Wow. So that diminishes the amount of music available by half.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And that's something that a lot of women are working on and to get the right. But still no success yet.
No.
But we're working on it.
Yeah. Is this a recent thing, like since the 1970s or so?
Exactly. Okay, yes. So. It's been the new government. No, not the new government, the new system.
But the government since the fall of the Shah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That probably means that there's a lot of traditional music with women singing.
Well, All of the female singers from Shah's time, they fled the country.
Nah.
So they're not allowed to perform inside the country, but there are underground female singers.
Yeah.
Like myself when I was working back home.
Yeah,
we do it underground. I used to work with producers in Italy, and I worked with a producer in Italy, in Brazil and Spain. But you can't perform it, and you can't.
No.
You can't do it. You can't let them know, basically.
Right. Yeah. But now that you're here on the radio, on video, you've made pronouncements of that, you probably can't go back now, can you?
I have my doubts. Yeah. I haven't tried.
No.
But I'm not sure if I go back and I would get arrested or.
Yeah.
They'll just let me walk.
Yeah, don't risk it.
Yeah, I know.
We want your music here in Canada.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I won't risk it.
Yeah. And you, Tarek, you have an equally fascinating story?
Is it? I hope. Is it? It's too crazy. I'm from Palestine originally. My parents did a bit of traveling as well after the war, and we lived a bit in Saudi Arabia for work for my dad, and then we came here for immigration. Yeah, it's Saudi. I think it was back then, at least, was pretty strict in their mentalities and their like their system in general. It has loosened up a lot right now when I talk to some friends back home. But yeah, like, you know, it was a big no-no for you to be performing outside. You know, everybody has to kind of follow the extreme Islamic doctrine there. So
yeah,
that was a blessing when I came here too.
Yeah. Did you do a lot of performance in Saudi Arabia when you were there?
No, not at all. I mean, we obviously had the garage band, like the garage thing, like, you know, friends playing at houses.
Yeah.
Nothing ever serious. Nothing ever, like, you know, as a serious band touring or playing music recording. We were all in high school at the time, so it was just like a hobby thing. Right. But, you know, as soon as I came here, obviously I had to, I was amazed by the freedoms that we had here. So I was like, okay, let's do this. Let's have a drink. Let's go have a joint. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go start a band and
start a band, play some music.
Yeah.
And started here. How long did it take you to actually form a band that you were producing your own music?
Here?
Yeah.
6 months.
oh, wow.
Around that number. I was the first year of university. I was at York at the time, and then, I was heavily into metal at the time, so I would wear the t-shirts, and you know, you would like scout each other from the t-shirts, and you're like, hey, you're into this band, I'm into this band, I play guitar, you play drums, let's start a band. It
like that. The t-shirt recognition and, exactly. And band member acquisition, that's great, yeah. But your current sound is nothing at all like metal. It's
no, yeah. And it has grown a lot, right? So as I get older, I got more and more into different styles of music, and you know, I admire it all, and it's just like I'm trying to always explore that. Right. So, yeah, and then probably part of it is ADHD as well. I'm always bored and looking for the next thing.
Always looking for the well, that's good. You know, that keeps the creative edge.
I guess. I hope so.
I think it does. So your current album is called Dreamonic.
Yeah.
And that's already been released. But you've got
It's gonna be released actually this Friday.
So I've got the advanced copy here.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, you've been getting a fair bit of airplay on CKMS.
That's so amazing. Yeah. That's amazing.
Thank you very much for sending that to us. And just as a reminder to any other bands and band members who might be listening, you know, send us your music to office@radiowaterloo.ca. And, you know, when we get down to the bottom of the email pile, we'll grab your music and stick it on the air as well and get you to come on Community Connections and have an interview. So Dreamonic is not out yet. It's a, what, 5-track EP?
Yep.
Yeah. And like I said, it's not at all like heavy metal. So where does that sound come from?
That's a good question. A wide variety of influences, I guess.
Yeah. But I was never a metal fan, but I was never into metal. So when we met, I was the soft side and, well, he wasn't really playing metal. At that point, he wasn't, he was more into, rock in general, right. I would say.
Yeah. Right before the period that I met her, I was into like, I mean, my influences, I would say my inspirations were more around regular rock, progressive rock, or mostly Radiohead as well. So that influence is there recently, so that affected them, might have impacted the writing.
And so then you, Galara, made a tempering influence on Tarek and changed his musical direction.
For good.
Yeah, I think so. It's a great album. It reminds me a lot of Massive Attack. That's the group that sprung to mind when I first heard you.
Oh, that's amazing. We're both big fans.
Yeah.
Got any favorites off the album? What if you were to introduce somebody to Galax, how would you introduce them? What music would you play for them first?
Me personally, I would play Mr. Square because that's one of my favorite songs. It was like a personal issue that I had and wrote about. But which one would you introduce them to?
Yeah, I think Mr. Square is a great idea because it has the two sides of our stage performance. Also, Crazy Arms has also the other side, which is the our upper beat, more faster side. And the music. So we've had like this chilled vibe. We also have a little bit of the upbeat vibe in our stage performance.
Okay.
I think these two will work.
Yeah.
They give a good indication of what sounds do they expect on the album.
Yeah. Let's have a listen to that. Let's start off with Mr. Square and have a listen to that. On CKMS Community Connections, this is Galax, Mr. Square.
I since yesterday.
Galax, Mr. Square. And I've got on a web conference Tarek and Galara from Galax. Welcome to CKMS Community Connections. What is your production system like? You've got this sound. How do you produce that sound? What sort of instrumentation do you have? It's just the two of you, isn't it? There's no backup bands.
We recently joined. We had a Jason Pilling on bass joined us last year, started for the live performance, then he stayed for, also we just a few months right before the pandemic started, a drummer joined us as well. He's currently residing in New York. Oh yeah, when it comes to the music writing and composing, we do mostly ourselves at home and we put the instrumentation down. And then when it's time to finish the final product, we send it into the guys. And we also go into the studio with our producer, Tim Abraham. And he helps a lot in sculpting the final sound.
Okay. So. And are you poets who said words to music? Or are you musicians who put lyrics into your music?
No, I normally write my lyrics based on the music.
Okay, so you need the music to inspire
you. It's just the vibe. We talk about whatever we're concerned about or whatever that's on our minds. And then, you know, it's your mood of that period, your feeling. And then he would normally write a guitar line, or if I have something in mind, I would put a beat down and write my lyrics on top of it. And then he'll put the guitar on top of it. And then it goes on from there.
Okay. How about you, Tarek? When you're composing?
Oh, it's so many different ways. I mean, when it comes to words, I usually would just put something down on my phone or my... I'm never intending it to be a song. It's literally my thoughts on something.
It's ticking in my head. The sound is making me afraid. I've got to stop.
Thank you.
Relax, and Crazy Arms from the Dreamonic album to be released this Friday, January the 9th, 2021. Unfortunately, that's all the interview we have with Galax. Technical difficulties prevented us from carrying on. Hope to have them in the studio someday for a live, on-air, in-studio performance. In the meantime, you can catch them all the social media outlets. Galax is on Instagram as Galax Band, on YouTube as Galax Key, on Twitter as Galax9, and you can see their website at galaxband.com. I'll have all those links for you on the show notes, radiowaterloo.ca/ccc. Let's listen to the final two tracks off the Dreamonix album. Coming up is Voodoo, that'll be followed by Fantasy. From Galax on CKMS Community Connections, here on CKMS FM 102.7 Radio Waterloo.
Breaking the smile on
Tarek and Galara on their Dreamonic album coming out on Friday. Certainly do hope to have them in the studio again, and I hope they produce more music because that's just lovely stuff. My apologies to you, Tarek and Galara, for all the technical difficulties that we had. I'll make that up to you when you're in the studio. Continuing in the Dreamonic genre, this is Illuminine and Take 4.
Thank you.
That's Flemish composer Illuminine, the enchanting new song Take Four Echo, about the blissful feeling of being alone for a while and being able to completely unwind. At Christmas 2018, Illuminine locked himself up in his little music studio as he felt a strong urge to process everything that had happened in the world and to give it a place. Accompanied by one guitar, a tape machine, and a handful of effects, he wrote, recorded, and mixed the album in 3 days. Baptism of Solitude, the album, is a story told in 13 takes, each reflecting a part of Illuminine's inner world, gentle, minimalistic soundscapes taking the listener into a state of pure tranquility. That, too, is a recent release, came out just on the 18th of December of last year, 2020. Let's change the mood a bit, speed things up. This is Pink Cocoon from Montreal, Wasting My Time. Wasting all my time. You make me lazy. I'm not the crazy. Wasting all my time. You make me lazy. I'm not the crazy. Hanging out.
You make me lazy, and I go crazy, wasting all my
It's No Fun from Pink Cocoon, a new release from Friday, August the 14th, and before that, Wasting My Time. Montreal-based doom blues band Pink Cocoon, masterminded by multi-instrumentalist Mark Zola, plays electrically charged heavy music rife with savage guitar jabs, basement blues, and hot solos. Pink Cocoon is live and loud, but soft when needed. It's doom, it's blues, it's pop, it's rock and roll. With a wide range of influences, the unit is equal parts penetrating pomp and strident stomp. That's from their Bandcamp site, pinkcocoon.bandcamp.com. We'll have more links to them on the show notes, radiowaterloo.ca/ccc.
Gardens hung lay soft like the clouds from the heat in our lungs. Warm like a winter sun we gather. The bells and the brass don't age, but the songs they make don't feel the same the way they used to make me sing. Oh, 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 it used to bring more this morning each year. Oh, 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 more than this winter. So thoughts like a sun water off our skin run. All of our mistakes undone, just melting off to this land. Shortest day of the year, like the dawn and dust reach their cold hands to touch, but the night stays bright by the neon church window. I don't miss the food or the tree when it's gone on too long for his family. Now I just dream over my shoulder. Oh, 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 seems to bring less this morning each year. Oh, 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 now not a winter. So thoughts like a sun water off our skinny run. All of our mistakes undone, just melting off to this night.
Drop by every passing curve, a shot of time, overexposed, developed in my head to keep.
for all the times I'm lying here, my eyes closed but I cannot sleep. Planning out the scenery, shadow ships and subtleties, and who I want right next to. A photograph, a memory, it's of you, one that I'll always keep. The most perfect parts there ever was, yet I'm the only one whose eyes it ever saw. Lucky, lucky, I guess that's me. Still don't know what it even means. Lucky, lucky, oh yeah, that's me. Just wanna be, just wanna be. Someday you'll realize all that you'll ever be. An old projector for your memories. We each got a film, who knows how many frames, but each one brings us another day. Our photo books are all we leave, and we don't choose how thick it's fine or sleep, but we choose our aim carefully. It's all in the light and the focus. Lucky, lucky, that's me. I still don't know what it even means. Lucky, lucky, oh yeah, that's me. Just wanna be, just wanna be. Lucky, lucky, I guess that's me. I still don't know what it even means. Lucky, lucky, oh yeah, that's me. Just wanna be, just wanna be.
Tracks from Kitchener's Safe as Houses, that's Lucky Lucky, and Heat in Our Lungs from their 2019 album Lucky Lucky. Finishing off with Jory Kinjo and Vic Ruggiero, musicians from Alberta, who are singing the blues, Blue Collar Blues, and Took Your Picture Down.
Color of my blues. Every day I think of you. Blue is the color of my blues. Every day I live without you. White winter clouds in the sky, cold north winds blow them by. Warm yellow sun gives its heat to everyone. Blue is the color in my eyes. Red was the color of your lips in our first tender kiss. Red was the color in our eyes on on the day we said goodbye. And green, of course, it was jealousy. The grays that lied forever in between. Cool, lonely darkness between you and me. Made the darkest nights that I ever seen. Without you, like gold is the color of my dreams, gone forever, or so it seems. Blue is the color of my blues. Blue is the color of my blues. Every day I live without you. Every day I live without you.
You've been listening to CKMS Community Connections for Monday, January the 4th, 2021. My name is Bob Jonkman. Executive producer is Jennifer Strong. Associate producers are Jeff Steger, Dylan Bravener, and James Jordan, who does the Saturday edition from 1 o'clock till 2 p.m. CKMS Community Connections is a production of Radio Waterloo and sponsored by Radio Waterloo. Brought to you every Monday at 11 to noon, and again on Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. See you next week.
Things have changed since I took your pictures down. I said, things have changed since I took your pictures down. You know I took them down from off of the walls. Now there's empty space, that's all. You don't just hang around since I took your pictures down.